Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story for you fashionable people out there. If you've got style, we've got a story for you. Today's story is called One Red Sock. It was written by Jennifer Statler, and I believe she also did the illustrations. So thank you for your work, Jennifer. And friends, you can pick up this book and follow along with me while I read. I will put a link on my Amazon affiliates page. Go and grab it. Grab yourself a soft blankie. Snuggle in. And let's go. So today's story is read by Mommy and
Master Pip at your service. I'm sorting my treasure I just got from a first order tie that just crashed in my land.
Ah, you are a Jedi Master?
Yes.
Excellent. Well, hold on to your lightsaber because I've got a story for you. Are you ready? Here we go. In a big pink chair, in a room full of dots, sat a purple hippo wearing one red sock. But only one. Now, how many legs do hippos have?
Four.
Yeah. That does seem like we might have a problem. It looks funny this way. This will just not do. So she put on another sock. This one was blue. To be fashionable, or I cannot be seen. So, that blue one wouldn't work, right? She put on another sock. This one was green.
It's my favorite color.
Master Pep approves.
I tried to make my lightsabers green, but one turned out white and the other one turned out yellow.
Okay. It's okay to be different.
Yeah, sure.
She stuck out her chin. This won't ruin my day. So she put on another sock. And this one was gray. Has she lost the red one, do you think?
No.
This is driving me crazy. It's just right. So she put on another sock, and this one was white. I'm seeing a pattern.
What?
She's not getting it right. She was losing her patience. She told herself, think. So she put on another sock. This one was
pink.
Pink. Oh.
Sith lightsabers aren't just red. They can be pink sometimes.
Mm.
But very unusually.
Mm.
They're unusually pink.
Well, I hope this one works. It's the last one I've got. And she pulled on a sock with polka dots. Yeah, but in the picture we can see that it is in fact white with black polka dots. So one foot has the white sock with the black polka dots, and then the other foot has the red, just plain red on it, right? I don't know how she has her sock drawer organized, that she has all these single socks by themselves without having a match or a pair. I bet it's a mess in there. Okay. Well, it's not perfect. And it's definitely not red. But at least it matches my room, she said. So she tottered off happy, though her socks weren't a pair. And the other red sock? It had always been there. In the picture, we can see. You see, what she's done here is her room is a bit of a mess, right? She's pulled things out of drawers and thrown them on the floors, and she's just kind of made a mess of things. And the chair that she was sitting in when she put the first red sock on also has the other red sock. So both socks were there. She just couldn't see it because she was sitting on it. Oh, you silly little hippo. Perhaps, maybe, just maybe, you should clean your room. And then you would do better, I think. Don't you think? Also, match your socks. It's a lot of fun. I like to make it into a game.
How?
Well, whenever I'm doing laundry, I just make sure all the socks come out, and then I put them all together as they match. And then I fold them up into each other and make little Easter eggs. It's my own little thing. Anyways, that has nothing to do with anything. That is
the end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.